Hi, I'm Anson, and this is CoachingReallyWorks.com. It's super great to have you here. You probably remember a post that I did not long ago about how what you focus on is what gets done. All right? Now, sometimes it's difficult to focus, and you don't know how to do it. Okay? I want to give you 5 tips that you can start using today to be able to create that focus that you need in your life so that you can focus on things that matter, so you can get things done, so you can see your life moving ahead. All right, so here they are. These are 5 tips that I've been learning and developing and growing in myself. I get some of these ideas from Brenda Burchard here, and I've learned from other great people who, I follow them online or I've read some great books. So here's the first one. You need to have clear direction. You need to have a clear sense of purpose. You have to have something that's drawing you. That I've said this a lot, but it's really true. Your why should make you cry. You need that sense of ambition so that you have something that you're going towards, and it makes it easier to create, to focus in and tune into what you're doing. Now, tip number 2, morning rituals. Having morning rituals sets you up for a great day. What it does is that it sets the tone. It's kind of like when, you know, you're trying to tune a guitar, you have a pitching fork and you hear the tone, and then you can tune the guitar and it's in tune. Well, your day needs that tone so that you can go into it. You can have the strength that you need. Some of these rituals are things like meditation or staying away from anything, getting into work right away, but rather having a good breakfast, taking time to read a good book, and then be ready to jump into your highest priorities as you go into your day. And that leads me to point number 3. Now, point number 3 is really important because very often we can get busy with so many little things that are really great, they're really fun, but they're not the most important thing. They're not the thing that's gonna really move us forward. And when we want to focus, when we want to work on that big goal, some of these other things have nothing to do with it. You need to learn to say no to those things that are gonna pull you away and focus on what many people call the big rocks. You know the analogy where you put the big rocks into the jar first and then followed by smaller rocks and sand and water? You can get a lot more into your day and you can really reach your goals sooner and get that laser focus that's gonna propel you forward and really move the needle in your life in whatever area that you're focusing on. All right, now here's number 4, and this is something that really helps with focus, and that is learn. Because when you feel inadequate, when you're trying to focus on and work on something and you don't know how to do it and you're trying to figure things out, you can't focus, you can't really make progress. So if there's an area that you're weak in, go learn, go find out how it's done. Take time to study, and as you're growing and learning, you're gonna find that your ability to focus is gonna become stronger because you have the confidence to then dig into that thing and really get it done well. And now here's number 5, and this is really important to your ability to be able to sit down and focus, concentrate on anything for a period of time, and even more so if you want to do quality work and really get it done right. And that is, you need to take care of yourself, okay? You've got to take care of your body, got to take care of your mind. And here are a few simple ways that we take care of ourselves. Getting enough sleep at night. Really, 7 to 8 hours, it's important, and it makes a huge difference in your ability to focus, your ability to put your all into a project or anything that you're working on. Another way that you take care of yourself is when you're working, you don't just sit down and you just hammer away what you need to do and get it done. No, work and then take a short break. Work and take a short break. There's a rule that's come out recently and that science has begun to study the mind and how it works. And they found that working in 50 minutes increments at a time and then taking a 5 to 10 minute break and working another 50 minutes really makes a difference in our ability to do quality work, to be able to really be present for whatever it is that we're doing, so that we're not running on empty or just fatiguing our mind and just draining our brain. Another way that you take care of yourself is you plan, because when you plan, then you know what's coming up ahead, you know what's next, and you're ready for it. You're not just kind of reacting and in the moment trying to figure out what to do, but you can pull out that plan and you can keep referring. Another big thing that's become very popular recently, and it's actually more of a scientific thing than a religious thing or a spiritual thing even, and that is meditation. Meditation does a lot for our spirit. It connects us to spirit. It connects us to these things that we don't see. It also changes our brain waves and our brain frequency, and it really helps to sort of line things up and get us out of stress that tends to build up and be sort of get us stuck, and it makes us a lot more productive and focused. And this last one I think is a really important one, and that is eat well. Just eat well, eat the right foods, eat the right kind of foods, and eat smaller meals regularly throughout the day rather than big one, really big heavy meals that weigh you down and kind of pull away your energy and go all towards digestion. And one more thing to add to this is that find people that can support you. Don't try to go at it alone. Find people that believe in you, that have that faith and that trust in you, that can help you with that motivation that you need and to give you that backup that you need when you need. All right, there you have it. Some quick tips that I hope will help you to get that focus that you're looking for in your life and to be able to concentrate on those things that really matter to you. So here's your quote for today. You can do anything as long as you have the passion, the drive, the focus, and the support. That's from Sabrina Bryan. And here's your affirmation for today. Post it by your bed or on the bathroom mirror. Look at it twice, at least when you wake up, and in the evening when you go to bed. Say it at least 3 times each time. I have willpower and focus. Hey guys, this is Abe. Did you like this episode? If you did, there are 3 things you can do right now to continue your journey. First, you can subscribe to this channel right here so that I can send you videos on a weekly basis to change your life. Second, you can get my brand new cheat sheet by clicking on the button right here. Third, you can go over to my website and sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you free offers, free programs, free products, new podcasts, and everything else that we don't do on this channel right here. If you'd like to do that, please click on any of these buttons that you see right here. I look forward to seeing you on the next video. Until then, go out there and continue to take steps towards your dream as you live a life that really matters.